is important because understanding it is the underpinning for everything after it in one way or another. Describe linear regression as a linear transformation. Describe how this transformation functions. How does this function highlight that the data analyst must correctly decide which regression model to use? The intent of linear regression is to produce a predictor of the criterion. Not just some variable that's correlated with the criterion, but some variable that predicts or mimics that criterion. Which means we want the distribution of y prime to match the distribution of y as much as possible. We would like the average y prime to match the average y. And we'd like the standard deviation of y prime to match the standard deviation of y. So if I tell you, well, this looks like a good group of graduate students, the average GPA is predicted to be 3.7 with a variability of about 0.6. See, I can do that if the regression equation builds a mimic of y. But if somebody said, well, I'm not sure what regression model we use, but the predicted GPA of these kids is about 16.2 with a standard deviation of 11. But the correlation between what we used as a predictor and the criterion is really high, so you should be happy. Well, it's nice to know they're related, but those predicted scores don't mean anything to me because they're not on the scale of the criterion variable. Make sense? We need a predictor that is not only correlated with the criterion, but mimics it. So that's how we approach the issue of linear regression as a linear transformation. We've only got two parameters. The regression weight is selected to maximize the similarity of the standard deviation of y prime to the standard deviation of y. The stronger the relationship, the better we do. And the additive transformation, A, absolutely guarantees that the average y prime matches the average y. Now, how does this highlight how the data analyst must pick the right regression model to use? Anytime you're looking at a bivariate relationship, there are two regression models. And the slides on the lecture talk about GPA and GRE because they are stunningly different in scale. If you're going to predict GPA from GRE, you start out with GRE, which has a huge scale, and you've got to shrink that down so that it mimics GPA that has a much smaller scale. Make sense? So any number you plug in as X, Y prime is going to come out a lot smaller. If you plug in GPA instead of GRE, it's still going to come out way smaller. And now you're going to have a predicted GRE of about 0.01. Not the sort of GRE score that makes us get up early and go in to take the test. So because the regression formula is designed to transform one variable into the scale of another, you've got to make sure that you're predicting and using the model in the right direction.